Welcome back to the weekly Rocket Football Podcast. We have as our guest today, as usual, football coach Al Starnes. Crittenden County is coming off of last year with a 3-8 record. They come in at the first game of the season against a team that's already got one game under their belt, Hopkins Central, who we play in the Warrior Bowl Saturday night. Now that's Saturday night, 7 o'clock kickoff. Many of the games this year will kick off at 7 o'clock. Friday night, I want to remind you to come out to the football field and watch Union County and Caldwell County play in the first game of the Warrior Bowl, sponsored by the Kentucky National Guard. Also, real quickly, I want to thank our sponsors for the blog and the podcast this year. Quickly, I want to just say we appreciate Madisonville Community College, Farmers Bank, the Eye Care Center in Marion, KB Pharmacy, Full Body Fitness Studios, James Penn Construction, Frazier Rogers and Peak Law Firm, Dr. Steve Kreider, Dr. Johnny Newcomb out at HealthQuest Fitness Center, HealthQuest Wellness Center, and Richard Cruz down at Justin Burger. Those guys, every year, they step up and help us make sure we get our costs covered for putting this on every year, and we're real proud to be able to offer this to the football fans in Crittenden County. Coach Starnes, this is the first game of the season. Your guys have gone through two scrimmages, and I know there's been some changes in your mind, some questioning your original philosophy and intent this year. So I'm just going to let you explain the evolution of what's gone on, and then we'll talk a little bit about Hopkins Central later on.
Well, Chris, this year we're very excited. The kids that we have worked real hard. We're not in the best shape that we need to be in, and we're focusing now and have to concentrate on conditioning right now, which takes away from some of the fundamentals of the game. But we've scrimmaged twice. We have some injuries going into this year. We simply wanted to control the clock. Long sustaining drives, limit the amount of plays that the other team's offense has. In doing that, you have to be able to run the football effectively 3 to 4 yards every time. Because of some injuries, we've got Brendan Phillips, who's out because of a foot injury in the Graves County scrimmage. We have Zach Tinsley, who is out because of a foot injury in the Muhlenberg scrimmage. Then we have Lane Wallace, who's been out all year because he broke his ankle in this summer. So that has taken away some of the things that we were going into the game, going into the season looking for. We also have a new scoreboard in which we ordered delay a game clock simply for that, to make sure that we took as much time off the clock as possible. And, saying that, we'd like to thank the title sponsor, Coca-Cola. Farmers Bank is a sponsor of the scoreboard, and also Kentucky National Guard. And we're excited to have that. But we've had to change our philosophy just a little bit here in midstream before the season. We had a week to do so. So, we're looking at still with the same type of philosophy, just coming out of a different approach and different formations and different sets. We looked at the possibility of our linemen being able to control the line of scrimmage, and now what we have to do is we have to be able to open some running lanes up in order for Grant Gardner to be able to run the football. We've got to get the ball to Bobby Knox and do some things that that traditionally we don't normally do, but we're excited to see how it's going to go Saturday.
Of course, our first game is Hopkins Central, a team we beat last year right out of the chute, and they've already got one loss. Lost, I believe it was 15-7 last week, wasn't it, to Webster County, a team that wasn't really strong last year. And I'm not hearing that maybe they're a little better, but you've got to question Hopkins Central's ability after that loss, but it'll be a good one for us to start with. I know they got some young players, a sophomore quarterback, and maybe this would be a good opportunity to get your guys a win right out of the chute.
Well, I mean, it's not about Hopkins Central, it's about us. I evaluate our team based on the scrimmages that we have, and quite frankly, I'm concerned going into this week based on those scrimmages. The main thing that I'm concerned with is our conditioning. We seemed like we were spent after the first series of the first quarter at Graves County, And so we have to focus on conditioning, and we have to find, we have to be strategically substituting this week in order for our kids to get some rest when they can. And when you do that, we know we don't have the best 11 people on the field, but we have to be able to do that in order for the later on in the fourth quarter be able to have some of these guys. Not saying the guys that we're putting on the field shouldn't be on the field, because they have proven themselves when we do put them on the field, as we stated from the very beginning, that we'll put some kids on special teams when we do so. You know, so they'll do that. I mean, we'll put them on special teams, and you know, there's some young kids and kids that the first time that's played that's really eager to get on the field. The thing you worry about is technique at that particular time. So, you know, we just have to make sure that we do a great job at our substituting and finding rest for our older guys.
This week in the Crittenden Press, I'll give a plug to our Rocket Football Preview, which comes out. It'll be on newsstands on Wednesday afternoon, and you can pick that up in various places around town. You can read in depth about the Rockets, four full pages of information and previews on the team and some photographs, and really in depth. But right now, we want to hit some of the highlights, Coach Starnes, and tell us a little bit about your personnel this year. You've got, I think, what, 13 seniors? Is that 12 or 13 seniors?
Yeah, we have 13 seniors. We've got, you know, Pepper Stowe, who's a new senior, newcomer and a senior. Zach Knight, who's a newcomer and a senior. Ryan McDowell, who's a newcomer senior. Gus Heidrich, who's a newcomer senior. You know, so we have a lot of new senior faces that haven't played before. So those are individuals that we have to look out and look, because they're a little green and a little fundamentally unsound right now, but they've got to work on proper technique to get the job done. But there's some of those guys, a couple of those guys really have a lot of desire to be on the football field, so they're going to see some action.
Zach Knight's been a good athlete. Yeah, for the
Zach
school,
Knight
baseball
is one
player.
That he's an athlete. He has the desire to do so. It's just technique. He's just unsure of it right now. When he gets it down, you know, he'll be all right. And you know, we've had to move him from defensive end, defensive tackle, defensive end, you know, and move him around. So we're going to commit to putting him at defensive end and keeping him there so he can learn that position. So he can be either a starter or a backup at some point, you know, to give some kids rest. Ryan McDowell, he's a big 6'5", 275-pound senior that, you know, hadn't played since his freshman year. And, you know, if he gets a proper technique, he's so big and strong, you know, that he will be able – he'll be a force in the middle at defensive tackle. So, you know, but right now they don't have the fundamentals and technique. Austin Dunkerson is one who's starting right now that he'll be starting both ways with some substitution with Ryan. And so he's been a plus for us, and he starts at offensive tackle. Dugan Overfields, he's starting at center, filling the spot there, and he's doing a good job. He's got the heart. He's probably the most fit. He and Stefan are the linemen that we have. So his motor continually runs. But, you know, we're looking at we had the ability to line up and run the football and play smash mouth football. And now we have some athletes that we think we can spread it. We've got to look for Josh Gaston to be able to catch the football and get some yardage. Clint Asbridge to get some yardage. Of course, you have Bobby Knox at tight end. Daniel Wagner is one that's at tight end. So this week we've had to take some kids and put them on the sideline to be able to give rest, so we can say, if we're going to spread the football field and throw the football, then we're going to have two people at every position. And in doing that, Noah Dickerson is one that we put in at H-back. And he's also starting on defense, and he's a great athlete. He's a sophomore. And so, you know, with kids like that, we're able to do some things, and hopefully we can keep the kids as fresh as we can possibly keep them.
We'd be remiss not to mention some of these other seniors. You know, I think we just take them for granted. These guys have been around for a while and just great players, too. Eli Bebout, I know you're expecting a lot out of him this year. And Devin Clark, of course, Stefan Kozert, you may mention him, and Grant Gardner. you know, and Bobby Knox. Bobby is he's a man.
Yeah, you know, and I tell you that you know, Bobby is probably the best athlete we have out there. But you know, I've been more impressed with Eli Bebout's his attitude of the game and his work ethic this year that I hadn't seen before. And so now he's matched up there with Stephon, and with those two, they're basically unstoppable if they want to be unstoppable. If we keep the same frame of mind that we have had going into this, and you know, Eli's attitude has done a 360, and hopefully it was the fact that he realized after last year that he needs to. It's his senior year, so he needs to do it the right way. And so you know, he's put himself in a position, if he wants to, that I think he could play at the next level. And so. In saying that, you know, you have Devin Clark, who is also, he and Bobby went to Governor Scholar Program this year, and both of them are doing an outstanding job. They came back late because of the Governor Scholar Program, and they're doing an outstanding job, and they're emerging as some of our leaders. So, you know, you got Devin Clark and Bobby Knox and Stephon Cozard and Eli Bebout that's emerging as our, what I think is our leaders on the field, and we have to continue to do that in a positive way. You know, so, you know, we got to expect Clint Asbridge to be able to catch the football and do some things in that area too. So, you know, we're excited about it. Travis Gilbert is our quarterback, and he throws the ball real well. Of course, Grant's our running back, and that's the spot that that we're thin at, that we thought would be okay, because we knew that we had Zach Tinsley at the running back. And we could put Brendan Phillips at that running back, and we could also put Lane Wallace there. But we haven't had Lane Wallace with an injury. He hadn't been there. B's out with an injury. Brendan Phillips is out. Zach Tinsley's out with an injury. So, you know, we're looking at Dylan Hollis, who came in. He's a freshman. Tough kid, and we've got all the confidence in the world that he can get out there and he can get things done as a freshman. So, you know, we're excited about that possibility on the offensive side of the ball. But we have the flexibility to do the things that we want to do that we have been doing. We can run the spread. We can run the wing T. We can run the I. And so we just always go into the game, go into approach as we're going to do what the defense gives us and then go from that point.
You started talking about some of these juniors, guys that, you know, they seem like they've been here. They ought to be seniors, you know, like Travis Gilbert and Brendan Phillips. You know, they've been playing forever, it seems like, already. And then thank goodness we've got them for another year. But another junior who is an impact player that we really take for granted, I think, too, and don't mention a lot, but it's your kicker, Micah Holloman.
Micah Holloman, he worked hard. Yeah. His dad, Greg Holloman, is a kicking coach. And he works them out and has his own practice plan himself, and he does an outstanding job. And Micah works hard at it. He cares about it, and so, you know, he does an outstanding job, and we're excited to have him. And you know, we keep saying, and I think it's going to happen at some point. He's going to eventually kick a field goal to win a ball game for us. Mm-hmm. You know, you got Daniel Wagner, who is a junior that is expected some big things out of this year, who's starting both ways. And Dustin Roberts, who's a kid that I think worked his tail off in track and has gotten better, has a heart that's huge and really wants to get better and play and do a good job. Cody Caraway is an individual that's a junior that really has worked his tail off to try to get some spots to playing time. And he has improved a great deal, and bless his heart. We have no backup center, and so what we have to do is, Cody Caraway has been working the past couple scrimmages at center and has no clue because he hadn't worked there. But it's just circumstances, and, you know, if something happens with Dugan, we have to move somebody over. Of course, we can look at Stephon. He's played there, and we put him over there and, you know, come in with Zach Knight or Cody Caraway at that guard. So, you know, it's a group of kids that you know, work hard. I don't think we came into the best shape, but I think the kids play hard and they work hard every time we get out there.
Are there any more of these sophomores or freshmen we can expect to see? You mentioned Dylan Hollis, who I think is going to be on the field quite a bit. Who are some of these other young guys? Well, Austin Sitar looked good in that first scrimmage.
Yeah, Austin Sitar, you know, he showed that that he has a desire to play, and he's liable to be on kickoff and some special teams. So, you know, if he has a nose for football and he wants to hit somebody, then we're giving him an opportunity to do so. You know, I think Travis Fitzgerald has a chance to be a good football player. You know, he's working hard. He's a freshman. And you have Travis McKinney and Austin McKinney, no relation, but they, you know, they're working hard and they come in, they're linemen, and they're learning and getting better. And then Kenny Todd, who is a huge freshman, he's working hard, he's getting better. And you know, but they're just not quite ready yet. I mean, not quite ready for the full aspect of varsity football. So they will be, and they'll continue to get better. But, you know, we've got Jacob Young, who we as coaches feel like that he's one that needs to just turn himself loose, and he's got all the ability in the world. A kid that I didn't mention that I think has more ability than he really realizes that he has is Jacob Young, as I just mentioned, but Dakota Stone. Dakota Stone has more talent than I believe that I've seen of anybody that we have in a long time. And he just I don't think he believes in himself as much as he needs to, as much as we believe in him. And you know, he just doesn't. Once that light comes on, once he flips that light switch on, I think that he's going to be a force to be reckoned with in the future.
We've got another tough schedule for these young fellows to tackle this year, Coach Starnes. We open with Hopkins Central, like I said, a game that we did win last year. But then we go back over to Trigg County to their bowl game, play them. They got us last year. Then we have Union County here, and we have Tillman here. We go to Reedland, which is a game, you know, we certainly think we can win that game. And then Marshall County, who barely beat us last year, will be down there this year. Murray will be here, one of the best teams in Class 2A this year, very strong football team. That'll be a challenge. Then we have Ballard here for the last home game, and that's a district game, and one we feel like we can certainly be competitive in, possibly win that game. And then we go to Caldwell on October 19th, and then to Madisonville for the last regular season game on October 26th. So pretty tough schedule again.
Yeah, I mean, it's always a two-year cycle. And so it is what it is. We can't change that. We tried to implement some teams, as we talked about last year. When we went up to Class 2A, we lost the Fulton schools in our district, and in that we picked up Murray and picked up Ballard and Caldwell and Reedland. That became our district ball games. And then we were dropped by McLean and Webster County that we now will pick Webster County up in 2013 and 2014. We couldn't get the teams to play us, and we still can't get the teams to play us and trying to schedule for 2013 and 14. You know, I try to send out an email across the state saying that Crittenden has openings on these, you know, X weeks. And, you know, I get replies from McCracken County. I get replies from Henderson County, Davies County, Tates Creek and Lexington, Franklin Simpson. You know, they all want to play us,
let's add them and keep Tillman and Madisonville.
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, the smallest school that said that they would play us is Mayfield, and they said they'd play us week zero. So, you know, I mean, it we're trying to get Todd County. We're trying to get McLean and Webster we picked back up. We're trying to get some of the smaller schools to take the bigger schools out because we're playing 6A schools. We understand that. But we can't find anybody else to play us. So, you know, it is what it is. And, you know, we have picked up Muhlenberg for next year in place of Reedland because they're going out, they're consolidating, and there's going to be an open schedule there. So we had to pick them up. We dropped Trigg County and picked up Massac County. There's things that we're trying to do to our schedule, but, you know, we have a tough schedule as it is. And you know, I just don't. The only thing I think is different about a bigger school and smaller schools is more kids to play.
Yeah.
And they have, you know, some of them have, they platoon their offense and defensive lines, and we just have to be in better shape. And that's my concern right now.
Very challenging schedule once again, and the Rockets will kick it off, get this one started on Saturday night, 7 p.m. kickoff, Hopkins Central. The Storm comes to town for the Kentucky National Guard Warrior Bowl. And don't forget that Friday night game. Come on out and let's watch Union County and Caldwell County, two teams that will be on our schedule, so we'll get a preview then.
Yeah, and, you know, Chris, I have to say thank you to Kentucky National Guard, as they're our title partner in this endeavor. And, you know, we have Union County playing Caldwell County. We're playing Hopkins County Central. And they do an excellent job in being a partner with Kentucky National Guard and our school and trying to get doing a great job of this bowl game. So, you know, we say thank you to Kentucky National Guard and their title partnership, and, you know, invite you all to come out and watch it. And, you know, we do have to say that because it is a bowl game and we have a payout that we have to pay to the schools, the gate's going to be a little bit more than the normal gate. It'll be $8 straight across. We will not be able to accept any cards except for a KHSA coaching card that admits one person. So, you know, come out and support us, and it's a great time.
All right, we'll see you at the football field Friday and Saturday night. Rockets will be playing Saturday night. Good luck this year, Coach Starn.
Thank you. We appreciate it, Chris.